Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, this is Dallas DeWhite from the LA Maybe, and you're listening to the Shout It Out Loudcast with Tom and Zeus.
That's right. We're back with a Happy New Year edition of Dorm Damage, the show where anything and everything is on the table and the table gets smashed. It's January 1st, 2024, and here we are, Zeus, with another one of our favorite recurring topics on Dorm Damage. What are we doing this week?
Yeah, we're doing something that we like, and that is the three from three.
Yep.
Three artists, three songs. A certain era. We're doing the 90s. We didn't get to the 90s yet, so we're doing the 1990s. And when you think of the 90s, think of Akeem.
I was just gonna say, you can't say that without it.
I know. But what we're gonna do is we're gonna hit the grunge era, and we're going with the big three. We're gonna go Nirvana, Alice in Chains, and Pearl Jam. Three songs from each band, and then in the end, we're gonna rank them and see which ones we like the most.
Yeah, we're doing our big three, because I know there's a lot of people out there that might put Soundgarden in the big three, that might put Stone Temple Pilots in the big three, but Zeus and I kind of consensus agreement that these are our big three.
Yes. So let's start this thing off. I'm going to start with Pearl Jam, Tom.
All right.
And Pearl Jam's big three. Now, with Pearl Jam, I like some of their stuff after the first couple albums. A song here and there. But if I go with what's really the song, if I'm driving in a car and I want to hear a specific, you know, rocking Pearl Jam song, these are the songs that I would take. Okay. Mm-hmm. First song I'm going to take, I know it's cliche, but it's cliche for a reason. And that's why these songs sometimes make these lists. And that's Even Flow. Just right out of the gate, kick-ass song. This is the song that introduced Pearl Jam to me and most people, and it just rocks. The guitar on it is fucking incredible. And, yeah, we don't know what Eddie's saying, but it sounds good.
we could play that Adam Sandler clip from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, exactly. But... got to give it credit. Next, I'm going to go with the song that I think when we did the album review for this album, I put as number one.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Porch.
Yes.
Fucking love it. The unplugged version of it is incredible. When he just goes nuts when he hits those last verses.
Mm-hmm.
And, just Eddie.
And to me, the unplugged version of that is fucking off the chains, especially the end when he just really has like a fit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the thing we used to love about Pearl Jam is Eddie used to be so passionate and this and that. Now he's an old fucking fart.
He's an old fucking grump. He's like us.
Yeah. But back then when he's singing Porch, my God.
Yep.
And then next, I'm going to end it with the next album, and that is Rear View Mirror.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
The lyrics.
Yep.
The guitar, the little bass, and it just picks up. And when he says rear view mirror and you start understanding what he's been singing about.
It's amazing. You bring up a great point. I think people think like, oh, rear view mirror. Oh, yeah. Look, no. When you listen to what he is actually saying, especially that blowout outro Yep. When the band is on clicking on all cylinders and he is singing his heart out, you're like, you get chills because you're like, okay, this is what we're talking about. Fucking legend. All three songs, that could easily be my three songs. Yeah. So I'm so glad I could tell you right off the bat, no crossover on my list.
Okay.
But those three could easily be mine.
All right, buddy. What do you got?
All right. So for me, I do this all the time whenever we do these. I kind of, just to make it a little bit more interesting and a little bit more difficult for me, I kind of have the self-imposed rule of one song per album. That's what I do, just to kind of mix it up. So for me, these are my top three. I was texting Zeus earlier and I said, for some reason, this particular three of my favorite bands, this like clicked instantly for me. I'm going to start right off with a song that should have been on 10, and it was kind of recorded in that era, but became famous from the single soundtrack, and that is State of Love and Trust. Just the really old school, kick-ass, upbeat Pearl Jam. Again, Eddie Vedder, out of his mind.
Yep.
Next, tied for first for my favorite Pearl Jam song, and like you said with Even Flow, a little bit cliche, but it's cliche for a reason. Arguably one of my all-time favorite guitar solos in the history of rock, and that's Alive. I think it's the first song I remember hearing from them. I can't remember if it was Even Flow. I don't remember. But just to this day, especially that outro solo, just fucking epic. And my number one song off of an album that is definitely hot and cold and up and down and a little bit crazy, but it's probably my favorite Pearl Jam song. It comes off of Vitalogy, and I'm going with Corduroy as my number one there. Yeah, shockingly, this was hard for me because I love Pearl Jam. I love even the weird stuff as they went later on. Even their most recent album, Gigaton, has a lot of good stuff on it. And it was painful for me to not pick something off of Verses here. But when you're doing three off of a band like Pearl Jam, it can get tricky. So,
yeah, I mean, again, I like two songs off of Riot Act. I was going to think of Love Boat Captain or I Am Mine.
Yep.
I could have went there. I could have went from Yield, which has got a bunch of songs that I really like.
Yield is fucking incredible.
In Hiding and things like that.
Yep.
Or Better Man from Vitalogy, but whatever.
Yeah. It's tough. It's tough when you're dealing with bands like with these catalogs.
And Breath was the other one I was thinking of.
Yep.
All right, Tom, let's go to a band that we always go around the edges, but we never really talk about them directly. And that's Nirvana. So for me, I could take a bunch of deep cuts that you would be like, what the fuck? I never even heard of that. I don't want to overthink it.
Yeah, I did that too. I try not to get too clever here.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with, I can't, again, it's like saying I like Appetite for Destruction, but I'm not going to talk about Welcome to the Jungle. You can't not talk about it. So it Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yep.
I know there's fatigue in there, but it's still, you can play that on your own. Listen to the fucking bam, bam, just the guitar, the vocals. If you like his delivery, which I do, the bass. And first of all, and Dave Grohl's drumming is just so underrated on this album.
I'll tell you right now, for me, there's absolutely zero fatigue on that song. There are a few songs out there that are legendary. There's no fatigue. Smells Like Teen Spirit is one of them.
The thing about it is, think about what the era was before that.
Yep.
Think about Cherry Pies.
Oh.
Final Countdowns. Think about, You Give Love. And then they Motley come out Crue, with this. How completely different they are. And they're like, try this. And your mind can be like, well, gee, that's not like verse, chorus, verse, fucking huge chorus that we like. And it's different, but I fucking love it. What the fuck? Where did this come from?
Yep.
It's a completely different style, but if you're like us, you love it.
Yeah.
And they kind of love both.
Yeah. And this was one of the first songs that really kind of put into the mainstream that quiet, loud, quiet, like that the 90s did. You got the verses that are very kind of subdued and melodic. And then the electric guitars kick in with the drums and his voice just takes off into another atmosphere. And you got one of the most insane choruses. The song, I don't care if you hate grunge. I don't care if you hate Nirvana. This is one of those songs, like, I just don't understand. Like, if you're a fan of
rock, you're begrudging it. You're like, I don't really like it. I don't like it.
Yeah, they destroyed the bands I like Tora Tora. I can't like this song, even though it's fucking legendary.
Oh, it's just, it's completely different and original. And the lyrics are off the fucking charts because they're just so unique to everything else that was going around and big at the time. And it just changed everything.
Yep.
To me, it lives up to the hype.
I agree.
And I look at it like Staying Alive and Disco. That's the quintessential song. But I can't hate Disco, but I can't deny that song.
I love that soundtrack.
I should not like that song, but I fucking can't help it. It's
infectious. It's catchy.
Era changing.
Yes.
In pop culture, in music, in style, in clothing. It changed everything, Staying Alive. Same here.
I'm just waiting until we do the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack on Album Review Crew.
No. Anyway, Smells Like Teen Spirit's number one. Number two, again, I don't want to overthink it. For me, a song that I just can't get enough of, and that is On a Plane.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
The lyrics of it are so, like, fucking clever and just works. And then when he does that little bridge, somewhere I have heard this before.
Yep.
In a dream, my memory store. And I'm feeling some neutered so and spayed. Good. And then he ends it with, what the hell am I trying to say? Which you're like, yes, exactly. What the fuck are you talking about?
I love it.
And he's being coy with you. And then, now it is that time to write off lines that don't make sense.
Yep.
Love myself better than you. I know it's wrong, but what should I do?
Yeah.
Dude, Janie Lane ain't writing lyrics like that.
What are you talking about? Have you listened to I Saw Red? It's freaking, come on. What's the matter with you? Uncle Tom's Cabin, Don't Put the Bodies in the Wishing Well. I mean, come on, that's friggin' legendary.
Although I do like that song.
I do too.
And I love the unplugged version of On a Plane.
Fantastic.
Next and last, I'm going to end with All Apologies Unplugged. The unplugged version is just that much better. And his voice, he's almost at the end of the set. It's just, it's hanging on by a thread, and every word that he's singing, and when he's saying married, not Mary.
Yep.
Married.
Married? Too big, oily bohunk. Yes, married.
Married? Yes, married. Jeez. Married.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment of Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/Pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
No, I agree. My only complaint I've always said about the Nirvana Unplugged is me personally, too many off the rails, like covers and weird shit, but that's Nirvana for you.
All Apologies is just the lyrics again are it's just brilliance.
Brilliant.
So those are my three. And believe me, I have to mention, I could have taken, I was thinking about taking Blue right off of the debut. It's fucking genius. I was thinking about taking Even in His Youth, which is on the singles, the CD single of Smells Like Teen Spirit. It's on a couple of different compilations, Even in His Youth. And then there's also like stuff off the newer box set that they've done. They hung him on a cross. It's like a gospel tune that he does a version of that is just, And Here She Comes is another one. Check those out, guys. You'd fucking love them.
Yep.
Those songs, just completely different. But again, I think it would come across as pretentious. Oh, okay. You know, a song that's unreleased single, CD single, like, you know, so.
No, I know.
I went with these.
Okay. All right. Awesome. For me, I'm starting off with a deep cut off of an album that no one talks about. You just mentioned it, obviously, because you're a Nirvana fan. And that is the album Bleach. And a song that I think is just so fucking heavy and ahead of its time. And that is School. Yep. And Zeus knew it.
I was mimicking it. Yeah.
When he's singing No Recess, but just the way it starts, that guitar and that pummeling like vibe of that
Don't
song.
Don't you believe it's just my love?
That's like real like punk grunge shit. Like that's not a user friendly song.
Yeah, because they don't make it so that you're like it's pussy music, but yet there's pop part to it.
Yep.
And then the heavy part to it.
Exactly. Too. Yep. Here's another song, speaking of kind of deep cuts or demos or whatever, and this became popular in the 90s with all those compilations. There was a compilation called No Alternative.
Yep.
This song has actually two different names, depending on where you get it from. I discovered it on No Alternative as verse, chorus, verse. But it's also released under Sappy. So however you want to refer it to when you look it up on Spotify or Apple Music, it's the same song, two different titles.
Yeah, it's funny. Remember when years ago, we did that thing with all the gang? Like, hey, everybody put in a song of a band that you think that people wouldn't believe that it's them. And I put this in. Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Nice effort.
No, it's a fucking great song. And it's just like you're in a laundry room, I think. I still don't know what the hell he's saying. But
yeah, I know.
It's just so catchy. It's one of those songs, like when we talk about like Kiss outtakes and demos, it's like, how is this not on an album? It's such a great fucking tune.
Exactly.
And then my number one, again, like you, cliche, but I don't care. Fucking epic. And I'm not going to try too hard to be clever. It Smells Like Teen Spirit. I still love the song to this day. Every once in a while with certain bands, you kind of go through these cycles where for, you know, 3, 4, 5 days, you're just going to listen to nothing but like one band.
Yeah.
You know, it happens every once in a while. And last month or, you know, a month or two ago, for some reason, I started getting back into Nirvana. I was listening to all their catalog and I was like, God damn, I know this song is overplayed and classic, but it's just fucking amazing. It's so good.
Yeah. You know, what's great about it is like we experienced it.
Exactly. Like
it's our thing.
Yep.
Gen X. We got the grunge thing. We were right smack dab in the middle when everything changed.
Exactly.
So, I mean, to us, it holds a different place than most people.
Yep.
All right, Tom, let's go now to Alice in Chains.
You mean Shout It Out Loudcast Hall of Famer Alice in Chains?
That's damn right. So for me, I could gone anywhere. And the funny thing is when I realized this, I don't have any song off a studio album from them on my top three.
Ooh, holy shit. What?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you'll see why.
No, that's awesome. Okay, so, great.
Number one, and you know I've been kind of singing the praises for this song for years, and that's off of Sap. That's a song called Right Turn.
Oh, yeah.
And amazing. It starts off with Jerry Cantrell.
Oh.
Then Lane Staley, I think. Then Chris Cornell. And then Mudhoney's Mark Arm. And then it ends with everybody doing their part of the song in this harmony with Chris Cornell going off and Lane Staley going off. It's just a song. It's a vocal off. It's incredible. It's off of Sap. I fucking love it. Next, I can't deny it. It was number one for me for a little bit on Album Review Crew. And that is No Excuses.
Yep.
That is the legendary dual vocals of Cantrell and Layne Staley. The song kicks ass. It's sentimental to me. It makes me think of college. And it's an uplifting, more or less,
yep,
Alice in Chains songs. The mm-hmm. lyrics are fucking great as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you change, I'll love you anyway. I mean, it's just fantastic. So technically, those are EPs.
I was going to say, you go with the EP's greatest hits, and I know what number one's going to be, but go ahead.
Yeah, and number one, I take it off of the Last Action Hero soundtrack or nice. The box set, and that is What the Hell Have I.
All right.
That fucking riff.
Love it.
God,
love it.
And the chorus on that.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, my God.
There's another Alice in Chains song on that soundtrack, too. A Little Bitter.
Yeah,
it's great.
So with AIC, I could have went anywhere. Angry Chair. I could have taken Grind or Heaven Beside You from a Three-Legged Dog, which I love. Over Now from Unplugged, I could have taken. Then I could have went into some newer shit. Check My Brain is fucking Your Decision.
Yep.
Those songs kick ass as well.
Yep.
So Alice in Chains has got an incredible body of work, and you could have gone anywhere with them. So
yeah, same thing for me. I mean, there were songs that rose to the top for me instantaneously, but for me, AIC could have been a dart throw, and I would have loved whatever three songs they were. Yeah. But for me, I always wave the flag of the William Duvall era of Alice in Chains. Those three albums are absolutely fucking almost perfect, all three of them.
Yep.
Like, fucking incredible. The middle one there, The Devil Put Dinosaurs Here, the red album cover. Fucking incredible album. And there is a song on there called Scalpel, and that's making my list. Scalpel. It reminds me of what Jerry Cantrell's solo career was about to be when you listen to like the Brighton album or some of that stuff.
Yeah.
It's heavy, but it's very, very melodic. Tons of acoustic guitars, but still real like heavy, like stomping Alice in Chains. Fucking great song. And of course, not going to get clever here. No Excuses is making my list. I could have gone with the Unplugged or the studio version.
Yeah.
But just fucking perfect song. We gushed over this during album review crew. And again, speaking of gushing, another song that was album review crew, and this will always be my number one Alice in Chains, and that's off of Dirt and the single soundtrack, and that's Wood. I love the kind of like, you know, Smells Like Teen Spirit, the way the choruses are just mm-hmm. very low and kind of, you know, very calm, and then the chorus comes and it just blows up and just goes back to where it was. Just but again, You rolled off a ton of songs. I could have picked anything off of those three William Duvall albums. Could have been anything. And then, you know, could have picked Damn That River, Them Bones, Angry Chair. Neither one of us picked anything off of Facelift.
Yeah.
And I could have picked, you know, Sea of Sorrow, We Die Young.
We Die Young.
Obviously.
When he goes, ooh.
It's like the almost human intro.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Amazing. Now, I'm looking at these. I mean, I'm like, what the fuck? Where would I go? If I took Alice in Chains number one or Nirvana or Pearl Jam, it wouldn't make a difference to me. All three of these could be number one easily.
Okay.
But the way I'm going to pick this is what's the best song of these? The best song on all of these is still Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yep.
And then I'm not losing anything by taking On a Plane and All Apologies. So there's not like, this third song is not as good. No, they're all there.
Yep.
So I'm going number one would be Nirvana. Number two, I'm going to go with Alice in Chains for his diversity.
Yep.
And number three, you know, which is right next to number one, would be Pearl Jam.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I can't argue with any of that. I mean, I know Nirvana is kind of the one that you lean heavily on. For me, I'm going to put Nirvana at number three. I like Nirvana. I don't love the songs that I love from them. I love.
Yeah.
My one and two is very, very difficult because I feel like my early years, I was very, 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 very Pearl Jam heavy. And for, I don't know what's going on in my older years here, but I spend so much time. I think Alice in Chains may have been the third or fourth most listened to band according to Spotify for 2023, which is fucking incredible.
Well, I don't listen to Spotify, so I can't tell them that.
No, but I'm just saying, like it keeps all the stats on it, and at the end of the year, it kind of gives you the Spotify rap. And I think Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains was like 4 or 5, whatever. But anyways, I'm going to put Pearl Jam at number 2, and I'm going to go with Alice in Chains at number 1. But again, you can't go wrong with anything here. Anything here. If somebody told me that, you know, it's Nirvana number 1, great. I love all those songs. So you can't lose with this. And that's the great thing about these.
Yeah, Tom, the only thing I would say is I'm exactly like you. Yeah. As I've got older, I've gone away more from Pearl Jam and way more into Alice in Chains.
Yep, me too. Yeah. Right. And I think that the only thing I can think of for that is I think there was a ton of fatigue early on with Pearl Jam, especially those first 3 albums where I still love them, but I'm like, I don't really need to listen to that now. And then their discography gets a little bit kind of goofy and up and down later on.
Yeah. And so the funny thing is Nirvana's dead.
Yeah.
Alice in Chains is alive, but very different from what they originally were. The only one that's really been the same kind of band,
Pearl Jam,
is Pearl Jam.
Yep.
Yet the one that I lean towards the least would be Pearl Jam because they've changed their sound.
Well, to me, the problem with Pearl Jam is I think it's become less of a band, and I feel like it's an Eddie Vedder project. I feel like it's Eddie Vedder featuring Pearl Jam the last few albums.
Yeah.
Which isn't bad, but I feel like those first few albums was Stone Gossard and Jeff Ament and Eddie Vedder writing songs, and it was a band. And I know that they still are doing all that collaboration, but I feel like these last few albums, it's an Eddie Vedder project.
Yeah, and he's got his quirks and his favorites, and it's been different. But 90s grunge, get used to it. We're going to be talking about it more and more, especially this year.
That's right, baby.
Well, till next time. Peace out, Girl Scout.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.